Your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
The family of Nathi Mteto has confirmed that the repatriation of the late leader will begin soon. South Africa's ambassador to France is understood to have fallen to his death from the 22nd floor of a Paris hotel on Tuesday. A 5-member SAPS team has been deployed to France to help authorities investigate Mteto's death. Speaking to Newsroom Africa, family spokesperson Sfiso Buthelezi confirmed receipt of his death certificate. He said Mteto's remains have yet to be released, pending a post-mortem report by Tuesday.
The death certificate was acquired yesterday. Culturally, there are some cultural rituals that we do when we must take somebody from one place to the other. People who must do it are the Mtetwas. So they'll decide who are those people who must do that. As a Buthelezi, I can't do the Mtetwa rituals. Remember that Pilisi was married to the Mtetwas.
Meanwhile, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says the party fully supports the South African police in sending a team of investigators to France. Speaking during the ongoing ANC-NEC meeting in Ekurhuleni, Mbalula said losing an ambassador under such circumstances shouldn't be taken lightly.
To lose an ambassador in those circumstances, it shouldn't be something that we take lightly. And the ANC support that, to go to France and ensure that there is no stone that is left. It is beyond them if somebody took their life. But if there is a third hand, that country must equally be held accountable.
South Africa says it hopes the decision by Hamas to release all Israeli hostages will be met with reciprocal action by Israel. On Friday, Hamas said it was ready to release the hostages under U.S. President Donald Trump's ceasefire plan. Trump says a ceasefire in Gaza can begin immediately in a plan that would see IDF troops withdraw from parts of the territory. Negotiators are today meeting in Egypt for talks aimed at ending nearly 2 years of war. In a statement released yesterday, the South African government said it hopes Israel will release Palestinian political prisoners and detained children. DIRCO spokesperson Crispin Peary has called for an immediate permanent ceasefire and a political process that supports Palestinian self-determination.
They represent a critical opportunity to build a foundation for a just and durable peace. We therefore emphasize that the release of the Palestinian political prisoners, including children and the abductees seized from the humanitarian flotilla, must be urgently addressed.
This week, Israel intercepted vessels from the global Sumud flotilla, ferrying activists including former MP Mandla Mandela towards Gaza. And further field protests over better health care and education services are continuing for a ninth day in Morocco. The demonstrations have been organized since last Saturday by an online youth collective. The Gen Z group, whose founders remain anonymous, have called for protests in 14 cities across the country. They want reforms to social services, particularly healthcare and education, an end to corruption and the resignation of the Prime Minister. The rally's isolated protests that broke out on several cities last month after reports of the deaths of 8 pregnant women at a public hospital. The top story this hour, the family of Nathi Mteto has confirmed that the repatriation of the late leader will begin soon. South Africa's ambassador to France is understood to have fallen to his death from the 22nd floor of a Paris hotel on Tuesday. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.